The Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce held its annual legislative breakfast this morning. The overriding issue capturing businesses' attention is the governor's proposal to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. The legislative breakfast meeting is an opportunity for about 150 regional business leaders to gather to discuss the results of an annual survey of business and to hear from state representatives. State Senator Betty Little and Assembly Representatives Janet Dupree and Dan Steck, all Republicans, addressed the crowd and took questions. Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Gary Douglas began the proceedings with an overview of their latest issues survey. Querying 4,200 members in mid-February, Douglas reported a 15% response rate.
Number one priority, opposing a $15 statewide minimum wage. Number two, workforce development. Number three, major state investment in infrastructure. And number four, small business tax reduction. 56% oppose any action to further increase the state minimum wage in any amount. 40% indicate they are open to some increase, but that $15 is too much. 4% support a $15 per hour statewide minimum wage. A very strong 93% believe that a $15 state minimum wage would eliminate jobs. 86% believe the minimum wage level should be different between downstate and upstate.
The survey results echo what state legislators are hearing from their constituents, according to 45th District Senator Little.
The $15 minimum wage, we are hearing from everyone over it. Certainly, if people made more money, they would spend more money, but there might be a lot fewer jobs for them to actually have. We're hearing from the fast foods, we're hearing from the nursing homes, the hospitals, the ARCs, so many people.
Senator Little, Dupree, and Steck were peppered with questions. Many focused on the wage question, which Governor Cuomo has been promoting around the state this week, or the opiate addiction crisis and the need for treatment centers and funding. Malone Town Councilor Mary Scarf expressed concerns about the tax cap, with hopes it could be abolished. But Assemblywoman Dupree doubts it will be repealed.
I unfortunately don't see a lot of changes happening. So many of our members are from New York City, where they're not affected by it, that it's going to be a really, really heavy lift.
A question on what the legislature is doing about ethics reform brought applause from the other businesses. Steck from the 114th District expressed frustration, noting that he submitted pension forfeiture legislation that remains bottlenecked long before former leaders Dean Skelos and Sheldon Silver were convicted of corruption.
I question whether our legislative leaders today really have the conviction to seriously move forward. I think it sends the right message to allow judges to take pensions as part of a punishment. But for the life of me, we haven't been able to get that done. We're not going to let this go because we lose credibility with the very people that we're asking to govern.
The North Country Chamber calculates a business confidence index based on business activity expectations expressed in the survey. The 92% total reflects 60% of businesses that expect increased business and 32% that anticipate steady business over the next year. 8% expect business to decline in the upcoming year. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.